Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program here. As always, you're invited to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody, otherwise known as Pope Indigent of the Church of the Invisible Hand.
And again, that number, 855-450-3733. Or call us on our brand new Element, which is this chat client. It's the Matrix servers, what we've got going on.
Have an Element. They've got an Element. We've got a Matrix.
Chat.lrn.fm gives you the instructions on how to get in there. And there's a few hoops that you're going to have to jump through. But that was the same thing was true with the Discord. It wasn't like a click and you're in. It was, you know, you had to jump through. You had to sign up. And so, you know, if you're willing to jump through a few hoops, you will sound way better than if you call in on the phone lines. If you call us over our new Matrix server, go to chat.lrn.fm. I saw you got in there, I think, last night, right, Nobody?
Yeah, I'm on it now, and I'm actually thinking I've got some other groups that I'm setting up for other reasons, so I may well either bring up my own server or see if I can hitch a ride on yours and do some, like, hidden groups or something.
You can totally do that. That's one of the neat things about the Matrix server, unlike Discord, which is more centrally controlled. This one allows the user to create their own chat rooms if they want to. So.
And that information doesn't leak off the server at all. It's not going to, like...
Unless you make it public, in which case then it could be seen by others.
Okay. Yep. And is there, like, do Matrix instances talk to each other?
They do. They're federated.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, actually, the official channels on the server that are listed at chat.lrn.fm, I have a list of the official channels so you can tell which ones are official and which ones aren't, because anybody can just spin up whatever channel they want to.
Okay.
But when you're making your channel, you can determine whether you want the public to be able to access it, meaning people from other Matrix servers, or if you only want the people from this one particular server to have access to it. So all the official channels are this server only, meaning that people from outside can't come in and disturb those channels. But if you were to create your own channel, you could decide whether you want to have it be open and accessible to others.
Okay, which I actually did. There's a Nobody Tells the Truth channel
in
there.
Oh, cool. I haven't even looked yet.
So if anybody wants to hear something particular tomorrow night on Nobody Tells the Truth from 10:30 to 12, and you check out the Matrix server, then you will have an opportunity to say, hey, I'd love to hear about this.
So you'll be monitoring that channel.
Idiot, you said this and you're wrong.
So you're going to monitor that channel during
the show? I'm going to monitor the channel during the show, and so it'll be a, I'm going to be much more interactive with the audience, I think, given this new system.
Excellent. You've already got 10 people in there. You're doing better than the Trump channel that somebody made.
Trump? New York City?
Trump 2020 MAGA is the channel. They're at 9 users on the server. So
yeah,
I have not gone in there and have no plans to.
How about Maggie?
Maggie.
Make America great for everyone.
Yeah, how about we just forget about America and have just New Hampshire be great and let the rest of them figure it out.
Yeah, they can do it their own way.
Unfortunately, New Hampshire is not great right now. Sadly, the city of Nashua now passing an amended mask mandate. They already had a mask mandate. Now this one is going to make it so that employees at businesses will be facing up to $1,000 fines if they are caught serving anyone without a mask on. Now, presumably there should be a medical exemption, but I have not looked at the details on this. Alderman Richard Dowd, who supported the ordinance, said, quote, "The majority of people I talk to in Nashua are strongly in support of this ordinance." He pointed out that wearing masks to prevent the spread of coronavirus is endorsed by a vast majority of scientists and doctors.
False.
Now, when you say false, I've seen there's an open letter by hundreds of Belgian doctors who have come out against all this coronavirus
madness. How many doctors do you think there are in the world?
Hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
Okay. I doubt there's hundreds and thousands of names even on any of these lists.
Oh, so
the,
sure.
The vast majority?
Have not
no, that's an absurdity. The vast majority, nobody asked.
Yeah, that's right. Well, actually, I was just, you weren't there for it, but there's been a doctor, sort of like a Bitcoin accepting doctor who's come up to town for our last two Bitcoin meetups. And he
was back today.
Yeah, he was back today. And he says that he doesn't know any doctors who support this.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yep.
See, that's somebody I want to interview him, too.
Yeah, he's really interesting. So, going on, Alderman Skip Cleaver said the board had a, quote, moral obligation to enact the law. He said, it is the least we can do to protect our citizens, and I think we have to do it.
We have a moral obligation to make sure that those who wear masks have access to all services and those who don't wear masks do not have access to any service.
Right.
They don't get food. They don't get water. They don't get anything. Well, that's unacceptable.
That's how it is.
That's unacceptable. And that's a violation of basic human rights.
But what they're going to say, because I brought this up before, nobody, I pointed out that there's a lot of shades of similarity between what's happening to the people with no masks and what happened to the blacks in the South several decades ago. Now, obviously, no one has been strung up from a tree and dragged behind a truck or anything like that.
Yeah,
at this
but
point.
If they keep scooping up the rage, if they keep cranking up the rage, sooner or later it's going to happen.
So, but there is some pretty serious discrimination going on. And the objection that comes up, or the what they say back, is they say, oh, well, black people didn't choose, you know, they couldn't choose to be black.
Right.
As though...
Well, I can't choose to believe these idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Much as I mean, even if I tried, I could not believe it. What you have seen, you cannot unsee.
And I didn't choose to have a bunch of officious bureaucrats try to tell me what I have to put on when I get up in the morning. And I'm not interested in being told what I need to wear. And I don't care what they say as to why.
And this seems like the kind of situation where you really need both agorism and militia. And I say agorism because one option to get around this is find one guy who's willing to put a mask on, go into Sam's Club and get big quantities of things, and then throw it in a warehouse and start selling it to your friends who don't believe these idiots.
Well, you can already hire people to go do shopping for you, so
you
that's not
can,
new.
But what you're doing there is you're creating a place where people can go shopping for themselves, because there's more to shopping than buying stuff.
Right.
Okay? There's also just the act of interacting with people. Interacting with people with faces, if we're in our own place, you know? And there's so many things that, like, there needs to be a live music venue that is private. Where it's like,
private
if
club.
You're not in the I don't believe you club, you don't come in, and that way we don't have anybody complaining that they got exposed to people with no masks in there.
Yeah, well, that's why I've always been saying that business owners who are willing to actually take a risk and do, you know, what they want to do should just put a sign on the door that says, you know, enter at your own risk.
Well, they should, but at the same time, you know, there's a reason that we don't swear on the air, even though that is a violation of our free speech rights,
sure,
to some extent. But we don't do it because
well,
you would lose your business
like
if we started swearing on the air. They're in the same spot. And so the thing that you would have to do is set up an undercapitalized business so that if it does get confiscated, you haven't lost that much. That's why businesses that operate on the edge of the law are always a little bit run down, a little bit undercapitalized, because you don't want to put too much into what the police are going to take.
That's a good point. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still, the police chief in Nashua, Police Chief Mike Carnigan, says the revised ordinance is necessary to help police enforce the mandate. He says, quote, we're not looking to penalize businesses. But that's what
isn't that exactly
do.
What they passed the law for, to penalize businesses?
Yeah. Still, he said there are some businesses that are defying the mask mandate, and the police department receives repeated complaints. The ordinance allows police to assist businesses if they have customers not abiding by the face mask rules, he said. Quote, they should call us. That's what we're there for. Well, what kind of good business is going to call the police on their own good customers?
Good God, not me. Nah, I'd rather just put a no sheep sign on the door.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's absolutely tragic what's going on here, and it's likely that this is going to start to get picked up in other places. Not just New Hampshire, but in a lot of places, and that's really scary.
Maxwell, she's just scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
if you want to join us here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Nobody.
That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the call-in option now on our Matrix server, which is a chat server. It's decentralized. It's federated. It's impossible, basically, for corporate America to take this one down. So get on over to chat.lrn.fm. You can get the instructions on how to get connected over there. In fact, we were just talking about you've got a channel of your own there, Nobody, that you can admin and take control of on your own, and so can everybody else. Again, chat.lrn.fm. A huge teen party, they say, delayed a Massachusetts school's reopening. According to the Washington Post, when a police cruiser rolled up to a house party in Sudbury, Massachusetts, earlier this month, teens sprinted into the woods, chucking cans of beer as they fled. In the basement, police found dozens more underage drinkers, all breaking pandemic rules by packing together in a basement with no masks. Now, the police have charged two parents and their teenager for hosting the huge party, which forced the local high school to cancel its in-person reopening so the entire student body could quarantine for 14 days.
Wow.
Now, mind you, no one has come up with any kind of illness from this. No one has died from this. It's a high school party. These things happened all the time when there was the flu and colds and other communicable infectious things going around. But now a high school party equals canceling school for 2 weeks and criminal charges. Now, of course, parents would probably have been charged criminally anyway if, you know, before COVID. But regardless,
with the drinking, yes. Yeah. But were they charged with something besides the alcohol?
Good question. Or whatever the charge is, contributing to a delinquency of the minor, or some sort of charge. That's usually what you would get hit with.
And, of course, there's different grades of that. That can be either misdemeanor or felony, I believe.
So much vitriol has flowed at the couple who weren't identified by police that authorities are urging locals to accept that the family will now face some justice in court. So apparently they've been getting threats.
They're going to get some justice? They're going to sue the people that have been harassing them?
No. What they mean is they're going to put them in jail or force them into some sort of community service.
What kind of idiot would call that justice for doing nothing? Oh, man.
Sudbury Police Chief Scott Nick said in a statement, quote, "We encourage residents to refrain from making any more volatile comments on social media regarding this incident, as we are holding those responsible providing the venue accountable." And then they go on to talk about college students who are partying despite the coronavirus restrictions. The cops in Sudbury responded to the house party at about 10 p.m. on September 11th after someone called to report a large underage drinking party, and they found at least 50 teenage partiers inside. All right, so look, kids, let me give you guys some suggestions here. So,
kids, don't try this at home.
No, absolutely, do try it at home, but just, you know a few rules that need to be enforced. If you don't want the police to come inside, don't answer the door. Okay, now I'm not an attorney. I can't give you legal advice. This is just what I would do if I were in your shoes. Do not let the police inside your home. If there are people who are drinking who are not over the age of 20 or 21 and over, then do yourselves a favor. Don't be like spread out, in the front yard. Don't be out visibly consuming alcohol where the police can just roll up and grab you. Okay, you don't want that to happen, so take the extra precaution. And a lot of the college kids here in this area, by the way, we're in Keene, New Hampshire, it's a college town, a lot of them are keeping it real quiet.
Like on the down low.
Yeah, and they really have been good at it. I've been around the college neighborhood on Saturday evenings after I'm done with the show, because historically what I would do in this time of year, and you've been out helping me with this in the past, Nobody, is we go out to the college neighborhood, we hand out Know Your Rights information about copblock.org. People help them learn how to not interact with the police, to not answer their questions, to record video of incidents. Those sort of the basics that we want people to exercise their rights when they get into police encounters. And this year, the streets are dead.
Yeah.
You can stand out there and there's just no one walking from, because normally, like every other year prior to this one, it's been Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. They're the party nights. There's waves and waves of, you know, 19, 18, 20-year-olds walking from party to party, some of them carrying open containers, which is illegal.
Some of them carrying 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
Yes, physically, sure, that's happened because they're so too drunk they can't walk.
It's true.
Yeah, we've definitely seen all that. And this year, that's just not happening on the streets. So there must be parties going on, but they're keeping it real quiet.
I'll tell you what I'm seeing a lot of is kids buying booze at the various places where you can do that, like stores as opposed to... Mm-hmm. You know, partying in the streets. So my guess is that they're having smaller and sadder parties, but you know, trying to sneak around, which is miserable. That's the thing that I hate about this is that, you know, if I put a mask on, I'm lying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that I believe these idiots, and I do not believe
them. Yeah, I'm not going to give them any more power.
Yeah. And at the same time, if I don't put the mask on, then I have to engage in all sorts of undignified things,
right,
like trying to sneak into the bathroom before somebody sees me.
That's what I had to do.
If I really have to pee.
Yep.
That's just absurd for a man of my age to be doing.
Yep.
You know? And the solution, the way to take this away is so simple. Let store owners make their own choices.
Absolutely.
Let customers make their own choices. Let employees make their
own
choices.
The fact that we have to say that is a real statement for how far this country has gone towards total rule and total tyranny, and it's really bad.
Yeah,
it's
bad. The time has come for the militia to form, to start committees of correspondence or whatever it takes to get something on the road so that eventually we can defend at least some of these businesses in at least some places.
There aren't many worth defending because most of them aren't going to do anything to step out of line.
Well,
they'll
the thing
whatever
is,
they're
if
told.
That became a movement, nobody wants to be
first.
And that's why I think the only way it's gonna happen is if people set up a business that's designed for activism first. Mm.
Well, that's why I'm really happy that we have the owner of Fakine Great here in Keene, downtown Keene, because she is willing to be
rocks.
First. She's willing to be first.
She's got a lot of balls for a girl.
And she does. And she's already lost two of her businesses.
Yeah.
So she's on her final restaurant. I think she has a couple other non-restaurant businesses that she runs, but this is her last restaurant that she's got.
Yeah. Did you ever find out the state of that real estate?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't been in since last week, but we've got a group going in tomorrow night if you want to join us.
I'll do that.
We're going to be going there at 5 o'clock tomorrow. So you want to comment? Apparently, again, the cops in Massachusetts shutting down a high school party, but then using that as the excuse to shut down the high school before they were going to open the high school up. Now they're putting it on delay for 2 weeks before they'll actually start having classes for so-called quarantine of the entire student body.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what do they even need these classes for? They could probably do better at the Khan Academy, which has been doing free distance learning forever.
Get your kids out of these government schools. It's just dangerous to be there. They're going to
hurt
you.
They could get quarantined for weeks and you don't know where they are. Anything could happen.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you remember, Hillary Clinton just a week ago or so told Joe Biden, do not accept the results of the election under any circumstances. But you don't ask her that question, you only ask me the question.
President Trump speaking outside the White House, the president again being asked to clarify his statements regarding accepting the election results. President Trump currently holding a campaign rally in Jacksonville, Florida. Despite concerns of major COVID-19 outbreaks in reopened K-12 school buildings, a new Brown University study suggests a very low risk of transmission among teachers and students who return to in-person instruction. As of September 24th, the data shows a 0.23% confirmed or suspected rate among students, while only 0.51% school staff had confirmed or suspected coronavirus cases. This is USA Radio News. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is still hopeful for a new stimulus package.
We continue to work with Congress on a bipartisan basis to pass a Phase 4 relief package. I believe a targeted package is still needed, and the administration is ready to reach a bipartisan agreement.
Mnuchin testifying before a Republican-led Senate hearing, admitting that those hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic need more help. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell also testifying. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the two officers shot during last night's Breonna Taylor riots in Louisville are improving. The Democratic governor telling MSNBC he spoke with Major Aubrey Gregory and they made a connection talking about their children.
I did talk to a major, one of the law enforcement officers shot last night personally. Actually, he was doing really well, amazingly well, surrounded by his family and friends, and he thought he was going to get to go home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
From mid-March to mid-July of this year, Divi, which is a newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency we've promoted here on Free Talk Live, increased in value 10x. Actually, a little bit more than 10x. Now, of course, there has been a downturn since that time. You don't know what the future is going to hold, but obviously the programmers behind Divi would love to see it go up again and continue to do that. You can go to DiviProject.org to learn more about Divi, how you can start a masternode or stake Divi. There's even a lottery for people who stake the coin. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. As we continue, just so many absolutely ridiculous stories surrounding this mask mandatory madness in fear world, this COVID crackdown that keeps getting worse. According to the New York Post, a woman at a grade school football game in Ohio on Wednesday, that's yesterday, was reportedly tased and arrested. Well, there's video, from what I understand, of this happening.
There is video, so it's more than reportedly.
Yeah, by a police officer.
Recordedly.
For not wearing a face mask in the stands. The woman was sitting in the bleachers with her mother when she got into an altercation with a cop about mask wearing at a middle school in the town of Logan, Ohio. Video of the incident posted to YouTube shows the woman resisting as the officer struggles to handcuff her for nearly 2 minutes before he deploys his taser.
2 minutes before he deploys the taser? That's amazing, amazing power that he had to stay, to keep up with her that long and manage to fight his battle to be able to handcuff this woman who looked like she was about 110 pounds.
Yeah, she's half this man's. Yeah, she's half this man's size. He's a hulk compared to this lady.
Yeah, yeah. It must have been a desperate fight for him in terror for his life that, you know, if he caught her COVID, which, you know, there's no reason to believe she has, he would have a 1 in 200 chance of dying.
The woman identified in the report as Alicia Kitts repeatedly tells the officer to get off me, shows the video. She says, "You're not arresting me for nothing. I ain't doing nothing wrong." She yells at the officer, orders her to place her hands behind her back. Once the officer tases
Kitts, Alicia told the officer the truth, sir.
She falls to a lower tier of the bleachers, according to the footage. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looked painful.
The use of force shocked others watching the game. A witness can be heard saying, "Tasing this lady over not wearing a damn mask?" As the woman is finally hauled away, her mother pleads with the cop, "Come on, it's just a mask." And again, reminder, she's in the bleachers in an outdoor arena or area with absolutely no one in her vicinity except for this looming cop who's, you know, standing over her. That's it.
So basically, she even if she had the COVID, she wouldn't have the Rona.
Right, she was totally distanced from
you. Yeah, so he wouldn't have been at risk until he walked up to her, touched her, put his hands on her, maybe made her bleed. All of these things make it easier to catch a disease. You don't attack sick people if you're afraid of getting what they have.
Right, and you don't say that it's free. You know, we're here to help.
Yeah.
You don't say that we want you, we're concerned about you, so now we're going to go ahead and tase you and tackle you and haul you away because we want to help you, huh?
Well, from the drug users of America, let me say, welcome to the party. It's no fun. We've had all the help we need from these morons.
Kitts, who appeared to have an American, ironically, American flag-themed mask in her back shorts pocket, was rooting for the visiting team at the time. The Logan Police Department told the Times the incident is under investigation. Logan Athletic Director Teresa Schultz told the newspaper Kitts and her mother were the only two in a crowd of 300 fans who were, quote, having issues, unquote, complying with the state's mask requirement. Quote, the rule has been in effect since we were told we could play. Everyone that came through ticketing tonight was reminded. We had regular announcements over the PA reminding you that mouths and noses need to be covered and signs at the bathroom. So this woman was arrested simply because she did not comply fully with the state's mandates, even though she was totally distance from absolutely everyone else in the stands, and there's no amount of logic here that will apply. It's just enforcement, blind enforcement, mass enforcement of arbitrary diktats from these bureaucrats and politicians, and it's sick. And it's getting worse.
It is. And it's very difficult to really know what's going on. And there's a lot of misinformation out there. And some of it comes on the anti-mask side as well as the pro-mask side. For example, people said because 94% of people who died had comorbidities, that only 6% died from the Rona. And that's not really what that says.
What it says is only 6% had just the coronavirus.
Right. But some of those people would have died anyway and some would not. So, I mean...
Well, all of them will die anyway.
They'll all die eventually anyway. Some of them would be dead by now and some of them would not.
Odds are, yes.
And I would say the number is not 94% would be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, but, you know, some of them would have still died. So what we know is that it's somewhere in between. We shouldn't quote the 6% number because it basically gives people an opportunity to dismiss everything we say if we say something inaccurate.
Anyway. They'll dismiss it anyway. If they're in favor of the masks, it doesn't matter what you say to them. It's fear that they're going by. They're not going by any kind of logic. They've been told by some authoritarian medical professional or some politician that they need to do this, and they're going to do it. And they're going to hate you if you don't.
For years, I did not believe and would not even discuss whether 9/11 was an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
you know, for years. And even now, I don't say 9/11 was an inside job. What I say is the government is lying to us
right.
about 9/11.
What's the truth?
I don't know what really happened.
Me neither.
All I know is that they're lying. And it's the part when I start thinking people are crazy is when they start thinking they actually know what really happened, as opposed to, well, it's fun to think about what really happened, but we don't know and we're not gonna.
Well, what's sad is when people who would otherwise normally question the government and would otherwise normally know that if a politician's lips are moving, that they're telling a lie, for whatever reason, when it's about medical things, they think these politicians are being honest with them.
Well, the thing is, they think that the politicians are parroting the scientists, and they trust the scientists in a lot of cases. But the
what makes
thing
them
is,
think that scientists aren't also authoritarian power mongers?
And it's not even that. If you ask a bunch of scientists the same question, they're going to come up with a bunch of different answers.
Right.
So by cherry picking those answers and highlighting the Dr. Fauci's and downplaying the Rand Paul's, you can
right.
you can get the results you want just by
which
selection bias.
Are they going to hire?
Made
I mean,
human.
The government's going to hire some scientists. Which are they more likely to hire? The guy that's a libertarian or the people that are authoritarian status?
More specifically, somebody could be an authoritarian statist and write on the numbers, and they may fire them just for that reason. They'll say it's for another reason. There is a woman in Florida who was a computer person, and she claims that she was fired because the state wanted her to adjust and falsify numbers in her website, and she wouldn't do it.
Let's go to Mac. He's in Colorado watching us on YouTube. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I had a question for nobody, and maybe you, Ian.
Go ahead.
Have you heard of a professor named Richard D. Wolf?
Nobody knows who that is, or at least I don't.
I've never heard of him. Why?
Okay. Supposedly he's a professor of economics, and he espouses Marxism, or that...
Sounds like your typical professor.
That the interpretations of Marxism and academia is not as well understood in today's society.
So he sounds like pretty much every other professor out there. Hang on, I'll bring you
back
here.
They weren't doing real Marxism.
Max, stand by. We'll bring you back. You can continue your thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Police arrest three at an outdoor church event in Idaho. We'll tell you about that coming up.
Those churchgoers.
Free Talk Live.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. Control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're talking about just a variety of news stories involving people being arrested for not wearing masks. It's not just fines anymore. Now it's you're going to jail. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
We're going to go back to more of your calls and thoughts. We already covered a mom who was arrested and tased for not wearing a mask at an outdoor football event where she was sitting on the bleachers well away from anyone else. But because she was the only one out of 300 people, or her and her mother, I guess, were the only two out of 300 people, they sicked the police on them. We also talked about a high school party that got busted up by cops, and now they're using that as an excuse to delay the school year starting by 2 full weeks. They're putting everyone in the school on a mandatory quarantine.
Well, if you didn't have time to pull your kid out of school and put him in some better learning situation, now's your chance. If
this really
you procrastinated,
is.
You can make up for it now. Be a better parent.
Yep, it's a great opportunity for parents to get their kids out of government school. Let's go back to Mac. He's calling from Colorado. Mac, you'd asked us if we had heard of a particular Marxist professor of economics at some school somewhere. Tell me more.
He is a professor, just quickly reading from the wiki. He's basically known to be a Marxian economist, excuse me, and then known for economic methodology and class analysis. He studied at Yale, Harvard,
and none of them could cure him of the Marxism thing?
Supposedly, from a podcast I was listening to earlier, he said he was not persuaded through that whole time that, or at least was convinced enough to be swayed from Marxist thought and theory.
Wow, some people just don't learn, but most of them don't get PhDs.
Yeah, well, and the reason I wanted to bring it up was maybe nobody that you could maybe talk about, podcast episode, or maybe have a critique on it one Friday when just
And what is it specifically you want him to critique?
Have him come in and talk to me, or...
Oh, you could do that, too. He might interview.
Why is this one... Maybe I'm missing something. Why is this one Marxist college professor somehow noteworthy? I mean, there's a ton of these guys out there.
Yeah, but from what I was listening on the podcast, which, by the way, it's a podcast called Better Left Unsaid with Kurt Jaimungal, and the episode...
That's such a great counterpoint.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I know, I'm just...
To nobody tells the truth, I mean.
Yeah. Richard Wolff on Black Lives Matter, defunding the police, and third wave socialism as the episode of the podcast.
So they had this guy as a guest on this podcast you were listening to.
Yeah, and it's about close to 2 hours long. And he basically goes through how supposedly Marxism was vastly misunderstood. And there's a lot of YouTube videos, and there's a lot of people interviewing him as of recently. I've noticed that he's been...
So what's he saying? I mean, what's his main point? If he's saying Marxism was misunderstood, what is his argument about the primary issue that was the misunderstanding?
Well, he thinks that during the 1960s and 70s, there was just too much McCarthyism, Red Scare going around, academia basically being way too hostile towards his thought, going as far as calling it a dangerous ideology or dangerous ways of thinking along those lines.
Well, given all the starvation that sprung from it, I can see how they would.
Yeah, and he never really addressed that in the podcast because obviously it was just them asking him questions, and it's very, very philosophical jargon in that episode. So just to give you a heads up on that.
All right,
man. I thought it would be interesting for you to, like, maybe comb over and see what you think about it on one of your episodes of Nobody Tells the Truth.
Weren't you supposed to interview some kind of leftist recently? What happened with that?
Actually, I was, and I ended up doing something different that night.
What happened? Did they bail? Did the person bail?
No, actually, I bailed because I was ranting that night.
Oh. Did you inform the person you had canceled?
Yeah. I've talked to him, and we're still planning on doing it. But
gotcha.
If you want to send me a link to this guy's best video... send it to nobody@electnobody.com that would be great. Just email.
Okay. Thank you, Mac, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. John in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, I just wanted to call in to talk about, there's been a new, treatment for coronavirus kind of floating around, and I'm not sure if you guys have heard of it. It has to do with, food grade peroxide, through a nebulizer.
No, what is it? What do you do with it?
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Originally, you know, if you think about it just like that, it is kind of terrible, but it all has to do with dilution. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I know that this information comes from a well-respected doctor. And actually, all the info is free. If you want to learn more, it's at stopcovidcold.com. But it's basically diluted the food grade peroxide into a nebulizer. And basically, people have been seeing results within like 15 minutes after the treatment. He's gotten a bunch of people to, like, sign a waiver that they've been treated and had good results with it. But I just...
Now, what is a nebulizer?
A waiver. A waiver would be an agreement not to sue. So that would be... So you're talking about signing an affidavit or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I misspoke.
So a nebulizer is like a mist-making kind of machine, right?
Yeah, it's like he's describing like Primatene Mist, which, as I understand it, is mostly saline solution, but he's talking about using hydrogen peroxide. Well, hydrogen peroxide is H2O2, okay? So it's like water with an extra oxygen, and it oxidizes things. That's why it kills, it dissolves organic material.
Mm-hmm.
So I would... talk to somebody or make sure you had really good information before I sprayed that up my nose
or in your lungs.
Because I don't want to dissolve my nose.
I'm not suggesting that people just put this in a nebulizer and go to town. Like, this is something that you want to, check with your, physician before and make sure that, you have all the info on the dilution and there's a very specific, guide on how to make it. It's not just, as simple as it sounds, but I just wanted to simplify it because I know I may not have a lot of time, but, I mean, you know, I'm not recommending you go do it yourself or anything. I just wanted to know if anybody had heard of it or, you know, anything like that.
No, it's the first I've heard of it. You know, if I came down with COVID, I'd probably just get through it. You know, I probably wouldn't look for any help unless it was, like, really,
really
bad.
I mean, I would look for hydrochloroquine, personally. I would try to get that because I would want to see whether that did make it clear up in 24 hours, as Gene has described, because I would want to be able to say that personally.
Do you have to get it on the black market? Because I've heard they've prohibited doctors from prescribing it now.
Well,
absolutely. And they've also, in my state, they've actually been hoarding hydroxychloroquine. And not only that, they've been telling pharmacies not to fill them.
Yeah. The doctors here have been ordered by the governor, by His Excellency, to not prescribe that particular thing.
Well, if you hired a chemist, you could probably produce it pretty easily, because I know that they were synthesizing it at the University of Michigan College of Pharmacy at the time when their governor said you can't. This was when it was first talked about. They said, "Oh, you can't prescribe this stuff," and they were making it themselves in the laboratories. So,
they were mass producing and hoarding it.
Yeah, so it can't be hard. It can't be that hard to make. Maybe find somebody at the local pharmacy school and see if they'll cook something up for you.
Thank you, John, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. There's always going to be alternatives out there. It's just up to somebody to actually do the research and figure out what feels right for them.
And the hard thing is finding the person you trust to do the research, because once something becomes politically charged, all bets off on who's telling the truth.
Right, good luck finding the real info. 855 450 free like freedom. Here's another crazy story. This time, cops in Moscow, that is Moscow, Idaho, arrested three people Wednesday for violating social distancing rules as their church sang hymns and Bible psalms outdoors, an event held in part to protest the city mayor's mask mandate, which is in effect until January of next year. Officers arrested Gabriel Wrench, Rachel Bonet, and Sean Bonet, according to the Moscow Report.
But not John Bonet Ramsey.
No, I think she died a little while back.
Well, so they say.
A local independent news outlet, according to the Moscow Report, a video uploaded to social media shows Bonet, a local music teacher, and his wife telling officers they refused to comply with an inaudible order. The Moscow Report says the apparent infraction is they refused to show identification. Now, the thing is,
your papers, sir.
Here's the weird thing. They're in a crowd of what appears to be at least a couple hundred people, all of whom are not wearing masks. Why were these three targeted in this particular crowd?
Well, when you have a bizarre law like that, you can target the people you hate for whatever reason.
And the number, 855-450-FREE, hour 3, coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.